Do you ever feel guilty for taking time for yourself as a parent, or maybe resistant to doing things that you know would feel good, like traveling solo, taking a trip that's just for you? I felt all of those things too. And in today's episode, I'm going to share how taking a solo trip last weekend helped me step into the next level version of myself, not only as a human being, but also as a parent. If you've been thinking about taking a trip by yourself or doing something just for you, consider this your sign. Let's get into it. Parenting is the hardest job ever, and parenting a highly sensitive child who's struggling can feel downright impossible. If you're suffering through endless meltdowns, walking on eggshells, and losing sleep worrying, you've landed in the right place, because I'm here to help you feel good about parenting your highly sensitive child. I'm Dr. Hillary, clinical psychologist and mom of three, and you're listening to the Raised Resilient podcast, where I help you make sense of your child's challenging behaviors and build resilience in the face of their big emotions. So warm up your coffee and grab your earbuds. It's time to turn your child's sensitivity into their superpower. Hey friend, welcome back to Raised Resilient and to another one of my parenting reflections episodes where I get a little more personal and share something from my own real life as a mom in hopes that it helps you feel a little less alone and maybe inspires you to have some wins in your own family. So in today's episode, I want to talk about doing things for ourselves as a parent. And specifically in my case, I took a trip last weekend by myself. I got on a plane and literally flew across the country without my kids, without my husband. Now, if you're a frequent traveler, especially if you travel for work, this probably doesn't seem like such a big deal. But let me tell you that for me, it was massive. I have not left my kids like this ever. Okay, like I've gone on overnights with my husband, or they've gone on overnights to grandma's house 10 minutes away, but I have never gotten on a plane and flown across the country, or flown anywhere for that matter, since I had kids. And there's a lot of reasons for this, and a lot of them make a lot of sense, right? I was having babies. I was in a phase of my life where I was having babies. I was nursing babies. I was nursing toddlers. And my work, running my own businesses, my private therapy practice, and my parent coaching business, I haven't needed to travel. I've been able to do everything I needed to do locally. And so it worked out. And don't get me wrong, there have been trips I've wanted to take, but none that I really needed to take, and it was just easier not to. I actually had not been on an airplane since 2012, when my husband flew me out to Napa to propose. Now, prior to that, I had traveled a lot. So in my single life, and even my husband and I together, we traveled a lot, both by car and by plane. I traveled internationally. I had lived up in New England when my family was in North Carolina, so I had to fly home for every holiday, every break. But after my husband and I got engaged, I didn't have a reason to travel, and then I started having kids. And so it had been 12 years since I had been on an airplane. And I wouldn't say I'm someone who has an intense fear of flying or anything like that, but let me just say it hits different when you have kids that you're leaving behind. And especially if it's not something that you do frequently, it's easy to have intrusive thoughts about what happens if something happens to me and my kids don't have me anymore. That's where my head went. So the more that I didn't travel and leave my kids behind, the more it became a big deal, capital B, capital D, to leave them, you know? And so that was why it just was easier not to. And again, I didn't have any pressing opportunities or reasons to do that. Fast forward to last weekend, and I had the opportunity to fly to California to be part of a live workshop and training event for a business mastermind that I am very involved in. Running a small business by yourself can be so isolating. It's just you, maybe a small team. And at the point I'm at in my business, I just have me, my podcast editor, and a VA. So it's a pretty small operation at this point, and I am pretty much still doing all the things myself. So running a business can feel lonely sometimes. And this business mastermind has given me a family of other people doing the same kind of life-changing work that I am doing. I have learned so much about myself, about my mindset as a business owner, and how my mindset in my life in general affects my business. And so this mastermind has really been life-changing for me. So the opportunity to meet these people in person and get to actually do some live training with them was just too good to pass up. Not to mention the fact that this event was being held at a super nice hotel right on Huntington Beach. So the idea of being in a hotel room by myself and having yummy food and walking on the beach was also really attractive to me, especially getting to do that without having to just parent in a different location, right? Because that's really what it is when you take your kids on vacation. You're just parenting in a different location, which can bring up all kinds of fun, but also its own challenges. So the idea of just being free and being just me for a weekend was really attractive. So I made the decision to go, but I hedged my bets. So for example, I bought a refundable airplane ticket because I was like, well, if I change my mind, then I don't have to go. And I made sure that the hotel booking was refundable. I was just not sure I was ready to do this because all of the intrusive thoughts came up, all of the anxiety, and it would have been so easy just to say, you know what? I'm not gonna go. I've got my family here. They need me. I'll just have to do this later. And my husband said something to me that really made me think. He was like, you know what? Make a decision. Decide to go or decide not to go. Because if you're in this no man's land, you are going to drive yourself crazy. And boy, was he right. So I decided, you know what? I'm doing this. I am going to go. I bought myself some fun new luggage because again, I hadn't been on a plane in 12 years. So I didn't want to use my old beat up suitcase that I literally took to Europe like right after college. I bought myself some fun pink luggage, which I got tons of compliments on. And actually it was really nice having luggage that was built for plane travel. So that was pretty cool. I took the time away from work. I made time in my schedule and space in my head to do this. And when I made that decision, guess what? All of the anxiety rushed in because now it was real. Now I was doing it. And so for weeks leading up to this trip, I was dealing with anxiety and intrusive thoughts. And so I had to manage this, right? And I've told you before, I am absolutely a deeply feeling person myself. I always have been. And I've had times in my life where my anxiety felt really loud, like in high school, where there were a few months where I was having panic attacks because I had so much on my plate and I was so overscheduled. Or when I had postpartum anxiety, when I had my second child, because I had had a miscarriage in between my first and second kids. And so I hadn't really processed or dealt with that. And it manifested as postpartum anxiety. So I've had times in my life where my anxiety has gotten really loud. And so I knew I didn't want the anxiety around traveling and leaving my kids and leaving my family to become so loud that I didn't do this or that I hated it, that I did it, but I dreaded every moment. So spoiler alert, I did end up going on this trip and it was absolutely even more life-changing and amazing than I expected it to be. I am so glad I went. And those words feel like an understatement, quite honestly. And so I'm going to share with you three ways that taking this solo trip has helped me become a better person and a better parent. And hopefully, if you're thinking of doing something like this, maybe this will help you too. Okay, so the first way that this helped me is, as I've been describing, it pushed me out of my comfort zone. I did it scared. And doing it scared forced me to use my own anxiety management strategies. You know, the stuff I teach my kids when they're anticipating something that's outside of their comfort zone. I spoke to that anxious part of me. I said, I hear you. It makes so much sense that you're anxious. I love my family so much and it feels scary to leave them. It makes so much sense because this is something I haven't done before. It makes so much sense that I'm feeling all of these things. When I would have a random thought of something bad happening to me as I was traveling or while I was there, I would just label it. There's an intrusive thought. That makes sense because intrusive thoughts come from the same part of our brain that helps us feel feelings of love. And instantly the intrusive thought would dissipate. I prepared. I made sure to get to the airport on time so that I wasn't rushing through security. I read up on the new TSA requirements in case they had changed since I flew last 12 years ago and made sure that I wasn't taking anything that was going to require me to get searched or slow me down and make me feel more anxious. I enlisted support from my husband. I told him what I was feeling and he could relate because he travels a lot for business. You know, parents ask me all the time, when is my kid supposed to just like manage their feelings on their own? And what I tell them is that's not actually the end goal. The end goal is to raise kids who can manage their feelings on their own, but who also know how to get support from people that they're connected to when they need it. And so I reached out to my husband. I told him how I was feeling, and he really stepped up. So for example, I was worried about how I was going to get a protein-heavy breakfast because I had to be at the airport so early. And I know that if I don't have that, I'm going to feel hangry all day. So he actually woke up super early, made me a breakfast that was super high in protein and super yummy, and then got the kids up an hour early. So he was probably dealing with big feelings all day because of it, put them in the car, and they drove me to the airport and dropped me off. And they actually also came into the airport and picked me up, which I have not had someone do in like 20 years. So that was really, really special. But because he knew what I needed, he was able to do these things for me to help make it easier for me to do the thing scared, for me to do the hard thing. And I am so incredibly grateful to him for that. So taking this trip pushed me out of my comfort zone. And let me tell you, everything you want in your life and in your parenting is out of your comfort zone. If we keep doing the same things over and over and we see something that we want, but it's outside of our comfort zone and we don't go for it because we're scared, we will almost always regret that. And this is true in parenting too. Sometimes we need to step up and make a change in how we are showing up. Sometimes, especially when you've got a highly sensitive kid who is struggling, you have to make a decision that you are going to do whatever it takes to help your child. I see my clients do this all the time. Every client who makes the decision to join my Chaos to Connection program is really making a bigger decision. They're making the decision to change their lives. They're making the decision to completely transform their family dynamic. And let me tell you, that is a brave thing to do. Every one of these families was a little bit scared to make this big decision. Every one of these families wondered, is this actually going to help us get where we want to go? Anytime we make a decision that pushes us out of our comfort zone, we're going to feel those feelings. That doesn't mean it's the wrong thing to do. So taking this trip pushed me out of my comfort zone, and that helped make me a better person and a better parent. I showed myself that I could do the thing. And it gave me real, recent, relevant life experience to help me relate to what my kids are going through sometimes. When my kids are trying something new, something they really want to do, but they're also scared. Maybe they're trying out for a competitive soccer team. Maybe they're going to ride a new ride at an amusement park. They're scared, but they also know they really want to do this. They want to move outside their comfort zone. So when I'm wondering how to support them in these moments, it looks a lot like how I supported myself as I moved outside of my comfort zone. So it's really valuable to move outside of your comfort zone sometimes, to stretch yourself a little and to do the thing scared, and to see the kind of growth and new possibilities in your life that unfold as a result of you taking that chance. And this trip really provided me the opportunity to do exactly that. So that's the first way that taking this trip allowed me to kind of up-level as a human and as a parent. The second way that this trip really supported my growth as a person and as a parent is that it gave me some space away from parenting. Traveling with kids is so much fun. And I love to take my kids and show them the world and see new places together. But it's parenting in a different location. It's parenting without your comforts of home. And that can be challenging. And it takes energy to support your kids through that trip, right? There's going to be things, especially with highly sensitive kids, that you have to be thinking about ahead of time and during. And that takes energy. So this trip allowed me to take a break from parenting. I could truly disconnect and let my partner take on the weight of being with the kids. And I trusted that he could handle it, and he did. He did amazing. And I knew that he would, because we are truly a team these days. I'm going to do an episode really soon about a dynamic that is known colloquially as the default parent. And that's really where one parent takes on the responsibilities of parenting, or the lion's share of those responsibilities, while the other parent maybe works but doesn't actively parent. Because there was a time in our marriage where that was more my role, that I was the default parent. And that wasn't to anybody's fault. It was just the way things worked out. And once we recognized that we were living that dynamic, we worked hard to shift it. So if you are someone who feels like you can't step away, like your partner is not capable of stepping up and taking on the weight of the parenting responsibilities, then definitely look out for that episode. I'm going to do it really soon. And the other thing I will say is that sometimes stepping away and giving your partner a chance to do the parenting thing solo is what allows for this to happen more often. Sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith. Obviously, outside of situations where maybe you're nursing a young baby, right? But as your kids get older, this should be something that is doable. And taking a break from parenting, like stepping away from parenting completely for a few days, is so helpful in terms of coming back to your kids ready to really give them your energy and give them your best. And it was really, really nice to be able to do that. And of course, I was still thinking about my kids. I would video call once in a while and say hi, but I wasn't worried about making parenting happen. I wasn't on all the time energetically and emotionally, because when we're parenting, even when our kids are sleeping, we're still parenting. So being able to disconnect for a few days from the weight of making decisions and the responsibility of caring for other little humans allowed me to come back with renewed passion for connecting with my kids and doing the whole parenting thing. So that's the second thing that this trip allowed for me, was a break from parenting. And then finally, this trip allowed me to reconnect with myself, like as a whole person. And I think it's really important that we have the space to do this, because parenting can feel all-consuming, and my identity as a mom really shapes the way I see the world. And in so many ways, that's a good thing. That's something that I want to preserve. But there's other parts of me that existed before I was a mom, and there's other parts of me that exist outside of my identity as a mom even now. And so it was really wonderful to have some space to reconnect with myself, just who I am when it's just me, to reconnect with my purpose in my work and my mission going forward. There are so many things I could share about the details of this trip, but suffice it to say that it was magical, truly life-changing. And this trip really helped me see my business and my work from a renewed perspective. Specifically, that the work I'm doing in helping parents of highly sensitive kids transform their family dynamic into one that is peaceful and connected, this work is bigger than me. This work is bigger than just my mission. This work is really a movement to help families find that peace and connectedness and break harmful generational cycles. And that really does change the world. And so if I'm afraid to step out of my comfort zone, if I play small instead of really letting my business become what it needs to become, then I am doing a disservice to all of the families that need this support. So this trip and being in the energy of other people doing amazing, life-changing work, it really revitalized me. And I came home feeling like a next level version of myself, which is not only super cool, but also it has enhanced my ability to be the mom I want to be. It's hard to explain, but when you feel like you level up as a human being, it helps with every area of your life. I feel more connected to my kids. I appreciate being with them more because I missed them while I was gone. And I feel like I was able to really just step into the next level version of me. So consider this your sign. If you have been thinking about taking a solo trip, but you're worried that it's going to be too hard on your family, you're worried about not enjoying it because you're thinking about things back home, or you feel guilty, like you just can't do it, this is your sign. Book the trip. Do the thing. Step out of your comfort zone, because I'm telling you, everything that you want but don't yet have is on the other side of your comfort zone. So that's my challenge for you this week, is to find a way to step outside of your comfort zone, even if it feels like a small thing. Do the thing. And if you, like so many of my clients, need to step out of your comfort zone in terms of stepping up to change your family dynamic and help your highly sensitive child because you're really struggling and you're stuck in a cycle of constant meltdowns, let this episode be your sign to book your free breakthrough session with me. Let's talk about how I can help. Let's help you take that step forward for your family. It just takes one person to step up and change the entire family dynamic. And you've got this. So go to raisedresilient.com/breakthrough. I would love to talk to you. That wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you in the next one. Want to continue the conversation and connect with other parents who get it? Join our free Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/raisedresilient. I can't wait to see you in there. And if you loved today's episode, I'd be so honored if you'd share it with a friend who needs it. Thanks for listening. And until next time, we've got this.